It's a warm November afternoon. Spray can artists gather on the corner of University and Solano to work on a mural promoting the importance of water.
And in this piece depicts the cycle of water, you know, from the clouds to the mountains to the streams.
Saba is a local artist. He's Navajo and Jemez Pueblo from northern New Mexico. He calls his art form aerosol.
We use aerosol paint for our medium, and also we use arrows in our letters, our letter structures. We use arrows to hunt, we use arrows to defend ourselves. So aerosol art is what we call it.
Saba says the mural shows how humans both depend on and damage water sources. A child swims in a clear pool of water, which then gets trapped behind a dam. It later spews out of a pipe, and it's turned electric, contaminated green. There's a big billboard that says water is life and the distinct Coca-Cola font.
Water is life has become a movement, but there's a lot of people that seem to be kind of making it, marketing it, and making money off it, and maybe not helping out the movement. So that's what the billboard in the rainforest represents.
Guadalupe Vargas came from Amarillo to help out with the mural.
I mean, people travel to, you know, to North Dakota to go fight, you know, and 7 hours is nothing to me to come here and do my part.
He's referring to the water protectors who traveled to the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline, which they claimed would destroy the reservation's clean drinking supply and damage sacred sites. Vargas sees this mural as an extension of that work. He hopes it wakes people up and changes how they think about water.
Are you going to pollute it or waste it? We're going to die.
Vargas and Saba aren't creating this mural in a vacuum. They're here for an Indigenous Water Protectors Symposium hosted by New Mexico State University. The two-day event brings together water protectors from across the U.S. and from Guatemala to share stories and examples of their work. There's a water ceremony, panel discussion, and an evening celebration featuring three-time Native American Music Award winner, Artson. The symposium is held in November to celebrate Native American Heritage Month. Maria Claudia Montesinos is with the Frontera Water Protection Alliance in El Paso. She says she's Quechua from the southern Andes of Peru. She was born and raised in the U.S.
Raised biculturally and with a really deep and strong connection to my ancestral homeland.
Like Guadalupe Vargas, Montesinos hopes to, as she puts it, shake people's consciousness.
We are so asleep in so many ways, and we are so comfortable, and we haven't run out of water yet. You know, the tap still turns on.
But she says there are many threats to local water sources. Right now, she's most concerned about a method of oil and gas extraction.
The fracking that is coming, that is knocking on our door, that subterranean extraction that is extremely violent, extremely dangerous and toxic to our water.
She says fracking has taken off in other parts of Texas, and she fears it's coming to this corner of the state. Kim Smith also worries about extractive industries. She's from the Diné Nation and lives in New Mexico.
Our tribe is heavily dependent on coal. We have coal firepower plants. We have coal mines. Our tribe is heavily invested in these industries, and basically, the work that we're trying to do is to empower our communities to understand what coal brings.
Especially the health impacts. She says she's working to create health impact studies to show both the community and state legislature the harm these industries are causing. Smith directs the Just Transition Campaign for New Energy and founded an online magazine called Indigenous Goddess Gang. She wants to see a transition to renewable energy.
As Indigenous people, we live sustainably. You know, some may call it permaculture now. That's like the sexy term for it. But really, it's just how Indigenous people have been living for time immemorial.
She says if more people lived this way, creating their own heat and hauling water, they would better appreciate natural resources and only use what they need.
We're all in this together. It's not just an Indigenous issue anymore. It's us as humans.
Because Smith says everyone depends on water. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.